are in scoring position. Trying to get Jackman some kicks, but I think they'd rather have some touchdowns. They're going to hand it off to McChesney. McChesney breaks a tackle in the backfield, gets away from two, three. McChesney! Oh, he scores a touchdown! Backs are now 10 of 15 passing. Miller out to McChesney, and everyone forgot to cover him, or maybe they didn't want to. Miller changing the play call, and this time he'll flip it out to McChesney. Some open space. Last one for me, Ari. You were telling us a little bit earlier before we started. You found the league on happenstance after a tragedy. You've been through the league, through the COVID time. You've had a lot going on in your life the last 3 to 4 years. Is it kind of crazy that you're being interviewed on live TV now as a fullback of this team called the Denver Nightwings? I mean, life is a crazy thing. It just, it was a totally different, time for you just 3 years ago. And now here you are.
It is surreal. It's surreal indeed, because, people watching this, they're looking at it. They're saying, what in the world is he talking about? This isn't real football. But yes, as I mentioned also, this is real. This is real to us who are involved in it in a lot of ways because of the way that it connects us. It connects us in a way that I think that the world at large needs to be connected, because we communicate with one another. We come together and we have a good time, even if it is just over a telephone line or through a video chat. It connects us, and this community has done some good things and meant some good things to a lot of people.
Another second and goal at the two. Are they going to try it again? Yes, they will. McChesney race for the end zone. Got it. Touchdown. It's been audibling all day. Miller takes a low snap, fires it outside, caught by Battle. Timing a little bit off, but it didn't matter. First down to the 43. Battle runs into Doyle on the sideline. Just to go with the four. Josh Miller escapes pressure. It's a touchdown. Jeremy Mosley, what a play in the pocket from Josh Miller. Denver's had the ball for 81 plays. Florida has had the ball for 53. This, from 38 yards for Kramer Jackman, can get Denver their second SFL championship. Hold, kick, Jackman! Denver wins the championship! Head on a swivel, you know serving me's a no-no. Clean as a whistle as I pull out in my Rolls Royce. Yellow bone passenger, they see it, they say, oh boy. Tell Kelly, back it up, my the company had two rings after today on their fingers. Orwell Max Paul joined the party. Find out here in about 7. We come together holding hands and Hollywood light. We all strapping all black, it's like
Hi AJ, it's Gene Benazzi. First of all, thanks for your offer. It's really nice. Sorry I can't join in right now. It's 9 p.m. in France and your show is at 1 a.m. so can't really make it. Just trying a little video out there. Sorry, I just came out of training and I look like a mess, so I just figured that I'd just take the video as it is. The video starts just after that one. Hi AJ, so basically I had to refrain all excitement because I was just hiding in the sheets watching the game on mute when Kramer kicked the kick through the upright. That was amazing, but I couldn't yell or anything because my wife and kids were asleep, so that was a great feeling on that one. I really enjoyed it, but it's really a cap to the great season. We've known for a while that Kramer was retiring, that Jeremy Vega was moving off the field, and that Giacomo is likely to retire as well. So a lot of turmoil coming into 2017, but how to say, the team really identified that there was one goal, and that was to get all those guys the chip, and it's accomplished, and it was really an awesome season. We played a few games that were unreal down the road, and your game against our game with you was I was glued to my seat. as you mentioned, some of the guys, the old guys, are moving on, and well, as it's talking about J-Train, it's just, he's my running back, you know. Regarding our plan for season 17, Adam is moving to coach, so that's first one of the big changes, and I'm still training, as you can see, and I'm going to tend to the grill as well, so I'm going to try to lure the best rookies of SFLM with the best ribs and so forth. So guys, if you want to eat for free and the best beer in the world, go to Denver.
The champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here!
All right, everybody, what is up? Welcome back to Denver Podcast Championship, man. I hope that you all enjoyed that intro from Gene. He sent that message to us all the way from France, and I'm so glad to have him on, you know, not necessarily in person, but just in spirit. So we do appreciate that. But look who I have with me tonight. I have Mr. Roscoe Santavia, I have Mr. Adam Wiseman, and Mr. Jeremy Vega with me this evening. How are you guys doing?
Doing good, doing good. How are you doing, Ashley?
Feeling wonderful.
I'm glad to be on here.
I'm glad you are too, man.
Yeah, I'm doing great too.
Yes. I bet you are. I bet you guys are champions. But yeah, man, I just want to say that, you know, from the Scorpions, big congratulations to you guys for doing your thing out there. I think that you guys definitely deserve that win. I know they gave you hell to get it, but you guys definitely deserve all the accolades, especially going with the season that you guys had, you know. But I want to kind of start off one by one and introduce everybody. We'll have people that don't know you, for you to kind of give a little backstory on yourself before we get started with the good stuff, a quick one. Adam, I'm gonna start with you first. So where's your hometown, some interesting facts about yourself, and your favorite NFL team?
So I'm from Indianapolis. I live less than a mile from the Motor Speedway here in Indianapolis. So month of May is pretty big here, so we're getting excited for the race. Obviously, then my favorite pro team is the Colts. And then, yeah, one of the big facts is this will be like my 15th straight taking out the one COVID canceled Indy 500 that I'll go to this year. So, that's kind of one of my other big things is IndyCar racing. So,
okay. Have you ever actually thought about doing it yourself?
No chance. I've been able to meet a lot of the drivers through friends who are in the business. So, I have a great, admiration for them. I would love to do it, but at the same time, there's no chance I'll ever do it.
Hey, you never know, man. You hook up, become friends with one of those drivers out there. They'll let you say, hey, man, just come on. Just come ride with me right quick. Yeah. I don't know if you're going to be able to stomach the ride, but
Yeah, that's the issue.
Let's go with it, man.
I feel you. All right, and Roscoe, tell us about yourself, man. Hometown, interesting facts about yourself, and your favorite NFL team.
Okay. I'm from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I've received my Bachelor's of the Arts of Economics at Bucknell University. And let's see, another interesting fact, I like voice acting, stuff like that. And my favorite NFL team, the Eagles.
Okay. All right. So far, y'all are welcomed on the podcast. You know, Colts and Eagles fans. I have to check with Vega over there. I'm not sure what he got going on. But Roscoe, so you want to get into voice acting? So I'm sure you're talking to Bo a few times, huh?
Oh yeah. We're gonna talk a little bit more after this.
Nice.
We're talk a lot. Yeah.
You should, because you do. You definitely have a nice voice for it to do that, man. Yeah. Mr. Stats Man. All right. And Jeremy, same question to you, brother.
Sorry about my, I don't know what's going on with my camera. Just every time I turn it on, it just automatically turns back off. So Unfortunately, you guys only got a little glimpse of me, and now you gotta just look at whatever picture we put in there afterwards.
No worries.
The Nightwings logo on it.
If you don't know who I am, I'm Jeremy Vega, owner of the Denver Nightwings. I'm born in Long Beach, California, spent half my life in Aurora, Colorado, and the other half in Louisiana, sadly. Favorite NFL team, the Green Bay Packers, but not for too long because they've been mistreating Aaron Rodgers. So that's a little, I don't know, I guess you say annoying as a fan. And then I would say something that somebody doesn't know about me or
yes.
Something.
Yeah, just someone interesting back that maybe nobody knows.
I got two rings now. Yeah. I don't know. I like. I'm terrible at this. I like playing outside, whether it's throwing the frisbee, the football, playing basketball, going on hikes. I just enjoy being active outside. So.
All right, so we probably catch you out there camping somewhere, huh?
I do enjoy camping, yeah. It's a lot of fun.
You ever run into any bears out there?
No, thankfully.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what, you're gonna have some bears to deal with this season. I'm telling you that right now, Mr. Green Bay fan.
Yeah. That's for sure.
Yeah, well, how you feeling about that, about the Aaron Rodgers thing, man? You think y'all going to wind up keeping him? Or you think he's actually going to stick to it and actually leave?
I think he might stay. I hope he leaves, though, because Green Bay's mistreated him and they don't deserve him. And neither do a lot of the Packer fans. So.
Gotcha. Well, interesting. We're going to have another conversation about that a little bit later. But tell me, how do y'all feel about being a two-time champion, Adam? Two-time, two-ring.
Yeah. I was lucky enough to – I was a non-contract in season 13. So got that first championship experience. And then, it feels unreal. It just feels surreal to have, a second trophy next to our name in chat to get that second championship, especially after coming up short last season in the playoffs against Baltimore, when we felt like, again, we were the best team in the league last season too. To get this one, to send Kramer out the way that we did, send a couple other players out. It's a surreal feeling right now.
I can imagine. It looks like Roska had to bow out for a second. All right, so no worries. Hopefully we'll get him back on the line. But Jeremy, tell me, man, how do you feel about getting that second ring?
I feel the same as Adam. I mean, it's truly unreal to win an SFL. Honestly, if you can make an SFL championship, that's unreal. Like, that's one heck of a season, but then to win it and to be the best, it's something special. But then when you can do it more than once, it proves a lot to a lot of people. And like Adam said, it's this one, to me, in my opinion, this was the most special for a lot of reasons that Adam said when we start talking about retirements and stuff. And I know everyone knows Kramer's going out, and I couldn't be more happy for Kramer, for his career to end that way and to win the game like that. But there are going to be more retirements coming out shortly in the next couple of days. So just to be able to go out on top with some of these guys is truly special, and I'll never forget it.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. So, Adam, what did you think about your performance as a player for the entire season, all the way up and through the championship?
I felt like as a player, I didn't have maybe my best season overall, individual stats wise. I switched from outside linebacker to inside linebacker this season. And so we're still trying to build up the player to kind of fit that position a little bit better throughout the season. And, you know, but in the end, if I have a down season and we win a championship, I am 100% happy with that. So, you know, it allowed other players on the defense to kind of shine more, which was awesome to see kind of our defense grow together over these last three seasons.
Yeah, I imagine. And Jeremy, how's your team build changed, or even your coaching style changed since the very first time you won? Or has it?
The coaching style really hasn't changed. I mean, we've been running a pretty much majority of the same plays since season 12. And even, I mean, you can even go back to our first season. I would say half our playbook was, I mean, season 12, we lost the championship, but in season 12, we've been running a lot of the same plays since season 12. We've just been taking some out here and there a little bit in the off season. And then, I don't know, we kind of, the coaching style this year was just, you know, we really didn't change much, just a little change here, a little change there. But for the most part, we were just kind of daring people to try to beat us. And, I'm not even going to say Houston beat us. We just played really bad. So sorry, Houston. But yeah, so that hasn't really changed. The culture hasn't changed. That's always been, you know, team first, play team ball, make it really hard for the opposing team to game plan and figure out who's going to get the ball each week. And our culture is just phenomenal in Denver, because nobody has ever complained about a bad game or a bad season or not winning awards or not making the All-Star game. Everyone's just happy for the players that have good seasons and that win awards. And we all just have the same goal in mind, and that's win a championship. And it's truly awesome to be able to help be a part of something that everybody in this league wants, and that's to win a championship. And I'm just so happy for all 20 players on the team.
Definitely. And you have some pretty good monsters on the team, you know, with Jared McChesney being the main one. Like, it takes about three or four guys to take this guy down. And I'm like, what else do you possibly have to spend your points on? What else do you have? You have to be maxed out at this point, you know?
Jared, I think he added a third animation at the beginning of the season, or like near the front of it, or maybe the midway point. He's just kind of been tacking on some points to his catching. Mm-hmm. He's got some butterfingers. He's not too good at catching it. We knew we were going to have to avoid, I don't even know what game it was. I don't even know if it was this season, but we threw it to him in the flats and it just bounced off of his hands and it got picked off and ran back. That might have been the Portland game.
It was the Louisiana game.
Yep. Yeah. So we knew that that would get corrected and we wouldn't have to worry about something like that. Jared certainly didn't. I don't think Jared dropped anything in the championship game when he had 14 receptions. So
he better not. Listen,
yeah, he's a monster.
So I want to go with both of you. First of all, Roska is actually going to send me a recording about his thoughts and his opinions. Had a little bit of a technical issue, so I'll be more than happy to actually feature that after we finish our interview here. But tell me, guys, what was your favorite part of the season besides winning the championship? Of course, that's probably going to be the cherry on top for anybody. But like Adam, what was your favorite part of the season, or one of them, if you want to share?
I mean, since I can't use Kramer's game-winning field goal, I mean, that goes down as my favorite moment of my SFL career so far, was getting to experience that. But favorite other moment of the season, it may have been that San Diego game where Jared got hurt, and as a defense, we pulled together and kept us in the game. And then Jared came back, missed, I think, three quarters, then came back and carried us to victory. I think it just showed, you know, as important as Jared is to our team, that we were more than just Jared McChesney show. You know, we were a team. And so I think that would probably go down as my non-championship favorite moment of the season.
Understandably so, because when you do think of Denver, the first person that you do stick out to everyone is Jared McChesney. So I can easily understand how that could go. But I'm actually going to allude to more of that a little bit later. Jeremy, what is your favorite month?
Given the fact that I'm on your show, I am going to avoid talking about any comebacks, games. and I don't know if I'm allowed to curse on this show.
You are. That's fine.
Okay. I am going to, my favorite moment, I'm going to quote a player of the Nightwings, and everybody, or some people might know what I'm talking about, but the quote goes a little something like, "Put that ass whooping in your next documentary." That would probably be my favorite moment. That's not the
subject. Yeah, that was a good one too. I forgot about that one.
Sorry, Baltimore.
I kind of figured you was talking about Baltimore. Lord have mercy. Yeah. Now I'm going to get all kind of DMs about that one. But it's but no, I mean, and I will say that it's dumb. I know what you were alluding to earlier as far as being on the show. You could say it. I understand that, hey, eking out that win over us, the Arizona Scorpions, you know, that, like, yeah, we had to deal with that for a few days.
There was every season, no matter if you win the championship or not, it's filled with a lot of great moments, and that was one of them. I mean, I think that it's either 6-0, maybe 7-0, could be 5-0, but we were undefeated in one possession games all season, and we were the clutchest team, and all those clutch wins it made for a lot of good football and great moments.
Yeah, because you had Kramer Jackman. Oh, okay, we can't get these points running or through the air. Okay, we're going to wait, hold the ball for 3 seconds, and then we're going to let him kick the guaranteed field goal.
Yeah, Kramer's the best.
Well, and you know, that's another big reason of our success on offense is we just have to get to the opponent's 40-yard line, and we got points. And that's the big thing with Kramer. It's like anytime you're basically getting across half field, get to that 40-yard line, it's points, and just don't turn the ball over and keep piling on. And I think, you know, you can see that, you know, throughout the last two seasons of what we did.
Gotcha. So is there a sense of sort of jealousy that Jared McChesney gets the ball so much between the, like on the offense, things like that, or Kramer Jackman is the one that you can count on, the number one person you can count on during, like, for special teams? Or does everybody just kind of roll with the punches and say, hey, we got the win, that's all that matters?
Yeah, there's no me first people in the Denver locker room. It's all about the team. Yeah, there, I mean, no jealousy. Everybody, you know, we all love a big J train run. You know, we love seeing Kramer kick field goals and do his thing. You know, Giacomo on the out routes. You know, you had Bryce making a bunch of big plays this season on offense.
Jeremy Mosley, yeah,
came up huge in the championship game with that touchdown and a couple catches, especially late. You know, I mean, I can go through, you know, Dez Troyer, you know, just destroying offensive linemen, Marlon Marshall, Riley Quintero, you know, my favorite SFLM player of all time, because I am the coach of the Birmingham Fuel, and so I've had him for, he's been here with me the whole time through three seasons, and to see him grow and make the big plays in championship games and the playoffs, you almost feel like a proud dad in a sense, because I've seen him since he joined the league. So it's awesome that he was, you know, we got lucky and got the steal of the draft last season. And, you know, and then everybody on that defense, that whole defense was just nasty this season. And I think Matt Papineau summed it up perfectly on one of the halftime interviews where he called us, you know, we're just out there, you know, trying to eat your heart out or something like that, and just cannibals. And that's just how we were on defense. We hit you hard, and you're going to know that you were playing Denver that week.
I agree. Riley Quintero decided that he wanted to get his first running back on the Scorpions. But okay, you know, we're not going to talk about that.
He had one in the minors too. I think he still holds the record for the longest one in the minors. So.
Should have known. No, that's cool. Jeremy, what about you? What are your thoughts on that?
Oh yeah, I mean, like I said, our culture is team first, team ball. We all have one goal in mind, and that's to always win the championship. I think just everyone who's come into this team and made it what it is the last two or three seasons, they bought into it quick. And I think, you know, a lot of it has to do with like the veterans that were here that kind of established what it's like and what you need to do to represent this team. It makes me really proud that like none of them care. I mean, I think everybody wants their player to get the game winner, wants their player to have the big game, win the awards. But it does make me proud that everything's just handled so professionally, and there's just no jealousy. And like Adam said, there's nothing that sparks our entire team like a J-Train run. I mean, we just go ballistic every time he just starts hammering people.
Yeah, I can see why, man. I mean, that's an exciting show. And it's just like when Michael Jordan, everybody knew that he was going to get that last second shot. And there was absolutely nothing you could really do about it. Unless you throw about four or five people on him. Come on, then he's going to kick it out to somebody else that's going to make the shot, you know? So I totally understand that. But that said, with the offseason coming available and with you mentioning that you're going to be losing some players, do you think that your team build is going to be is going to suffer that much from whom you're going to be losing besides Kramer? Or do you think that this is something that you can easily bounce back from as a team? And that's for either one.
Well, I'll take the first part. Mm-hmm. And I think this should be well known at this point, but Adam is taking over as head coach, and we're kind of building the team the way he wants moving forward. And he's going to be taking over, and he's going to be the real leader of the team, and he's going to be the head coach. And I'm kind of just stepping to the side. Kramer, while it hasn't been announced yet, he is going to become a part owner of the Nightwings.
Oh, and nice.
Yeah, me and him are going to be working together just to kind of ensure that Adam has everything he needs and do whatever he wants and just kind of help him build this team. So if you don't know, now you know. But yeah, I'll let Adam kind of talk about everything after that, since this is going to be his team moving forward.
Awesome.
Yeah, you know, thanks to Jeremy and Kramer, because they've got enough trust in me. I was on the coaching staff as Jeremy's personal beer fetcher this season, and so I got to kind of see how he does things, how he makes adjustments from week to week. So going forward, I don't see our style changing dramatically. Because of what Jeremy does, it clearly works with two championships. So I'm going to, you know, just try to kind of put my own little spin on the things that Jeremy does. And then, you know, the defensive side of the ball, I feel like I've got a really good, it's a little bit of a different philosophy than Jeremy on the defensive side. You know, but we're going to be maybe even a little tougher on defense this next season. Is kind of my thoughts with how we're going to kind of build this thing out, you know, to help with the losses we may have on the offensive side of the ball with our more veteran players there. You know, I definitely think we're going to be more of a defense first team next season. And then as we slowly progress our offense, kind of, you know, eventually get back to that Nightwing way of, we're going to be, you know, up there at the top every season, you know, and fighting for a championship every season is you know, the view that I have going forward.
All right. Well, congratulations. I am really happy, you know, for you, Adam, because you have been in the league for a minute. And I do know, like, when we first interviewed each other, when I first interviewed you, like, back in 2018-19 or so, I think that you did mention that you wanted to be a coach and you wanted to get into having a more active role with the league and with your team. And so now you have the chance to do it, man. And you have a great teacher in Jeremy, you know. So I think with you guys working closely together, I think that's going to be an amazing team. And I can't wait to see what you guys are going to do for season 17.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun one. It's going to be a little bit more of a, hopefully a little bit more of a reload than a rebuild.
Yeah.
Is what I want to kind of go into it with. But yeah, to, you know, to have the chance to coach in the minors, I think it really helped me kind of prepare and learn the SFL and sim football a little bit better. And, you know, thanks to Andrew Rastelli, Deputy Commissioner, and Cam for giving me the opportunity to do that. And now to get to coach the champion Nightwings in season 17, it's you know, exactly kind of what I wanted to come in here and do. So,
Yeah, and you know, I think that you definitely possess, you have the tools to get everything done. Now, do you prefer to pieces that will become missing? Do you prefer to try to pick those pieces up in free agency? Or would you prefer to defer to the draft? Or do you want it to be kind of a balance of two? Is it one you guys prefer over the other?
So it's definitely going to be a balance this season. Yeah. You know, I would prefer that. It really depends on how many people you have leaving.
Gotcha.
You only have a couple, you know, like last season, we only had one player who left. So going the draft route was perfect because you could bring in – especially with the way the minor leagues works now with progression, you can bring in some pretty high value players at certain positions. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can get some really good value there and, you know, and some other positions, it's going to be better to look at free agency to get some of that better value to fit in. So it's definitely going to be a combination. I think that's kind of going forward. That's the best way to kind of build, in my opinion.
I agree. And Jeremy, what are your thoughts on that? You agree? Pretty much agree with Adam on that?
Yeah. I mean, I think Adam's got a good insight as to what the next chapter is. Like you said, it's not really going to be a rebuilding, just a retooling, but we're going to be retooling with some new talent. The team it's just going to be a new chapter. That's what I'll say.
So, question, Jeremy, how will this affect you just giving the reins over to Adam? The reason I say it is because, you know, how sometimes when you give up something, or let's say like you stop playing football, right? You have that urge, you have that inkling to just get back into it, you know, but you know you can't for whatever reason. And in this case, that you hired somebody wonderful, you know, to kind of help with that. How are you going to react to that?
Yeah, I
probably I'm not take a nap.
I'm not afraid to make this like super well known, but I don't really like coaching. You know, like the only reason I came back after we won the season 13 championship was because Jacob got his own team in Portland, and I didn't have really a backup plan, and that got this little second win to go out and prove the doubters wrong that. That I wasn't lucky or all the other excuses under the moon. And I realized that no matter how many championships I win, I'm sure the haters are going to keep throwing excuses out. But, you know, once Adam takes over, it's going to be a nice long vacation that I look forward to. And if Adam ever steps down and we don't have a backup plan and I have to come back to coaching, I hope that I will have that second wind, I guess that third wind. I guess the league just better watch out.
All right, then. All right. Well, we want to welcome in Mr. R.E. Mills. How are you doing, sir? Thank you for joining us.
I am fine. Thank you very much. I'd like to extend my sincerest apologies for my tardiness. Had to deal with a little thing with a person called Mother. You know how it is sometimes. Mothers get you, and you can't. They won't let you go that way. No matter
Trust
how
me.
Old you get.
I get that.
Try to pry myself away. Every time I try to pry myself away, it was something else. So I'm like, okay, well, let me let you have this, Mom, because every day is Mother's Day for her. All right.
That's right.
How's everyone today?
Man, I'm doing good. I'm doing fantastic talking to you guys.
Well, that's good. It's good. It's good to be here. I see Mr. Wiseman down there. Hey, love that ball cap, man. I might have to be one of those to wear in place of this Raiders thing I have here.
Yeah, just I'm a big Raider. Sector 6. You can get all your Night Wings apparel on the Sector 6 nice Night Wings store.
That's right. Sell it, bro. Sell it.
You know what? I wish I could get this headband that I made at Second 6. You know, that'd be dope that you actually did some stuff like
yeah.
that. Hey, girl.
You know, I have to give you your props for your apparel and your gear. You know, you definitely keep it 100 with the with that look. I appreciate that, Sister Soldier. Appreciate that. There. Yeah. Represent. Well, represent.
Thank you, Arhihi. Thank you, dear. Well, let's get to know you a little bit, because this is your first time that you've been on my show. And I want to know mm-hmm. your age, your hometown, interesting facts about yourself, and your favorite NFL team.
Okay, we'll take the last one first. That's the new Las Vegas Raiders. Been a Raider fan since their inception, basically back in the 60s. So it might give you a little clue as to my age. I'm 62 years young. All right. So trying to keep that going, keep that look up, keep the fit going. I'm from Southern California, originally from a little town called San Bernardino. Some folks might know that because we've produced several fine NFL players, baseball players, and golfers out of the Inland Empire. You know, my life in sports has been one that's been pretty, pretty well-rounded. I've loved sports from the time I was a little kid, especially the types of sports that I had to use my imagination to make up. Give you a little funny story. As a kid, you know, before we had Madden, 2K1, Tecmo Bowl, Atari, anything like that. What we used to do, and this might be above the heads of some folks in there, we used to get trading cards. You guys remember the old Top and Fleer trading cards? You remember those, Wiseman?
I do, yeah.
Well, we used to get those, and you know, sometimes in a pack they'd have duplicates. So what we decided to come up with a little game, basically, was where we take the cards and we had the duplicates, we'd have a little draft of our own. And on those cards, we write what the yardage was for, say, a running back or receiver. Say, you know, we had one with Paul Warfield, who was at that time with the Browns before he moved on over to Miami. Leroy Kelly as running backs. You write the yardage they might gain. And then the defensive side, we have the defensive players, and we write on there 5-yard loss, tackle, fumble, things like that. And then we take them, turn them over, shuffle them up, and the person on offense will pick a card, person on defense will pick a card, and we deal with it accordingly. So it was a pretty fair time up until the time that we have now, the emergence of these almost virtual games. That is so good. I mean, the first time I saw the 2K game that we play, I was blown over. Madden and Tecmo couldn't do it for me anymore. This is what it was, and so it brings me to this. But my life it touched on various areas of professional sports. You know, at one time I attempted to play football tight end for my college team. My brother ended up going to San Francisco 49ers, and then he played it in Edmonton. And for the new at that time expansion CFL out of Sacramento called the Go Miners, and then it went to, you know, before they moved to San Antonio. And I used to say when I saw the Desperados uniforms that they reminded me so much of the San Antonio team that he played for. So it's that's me in a nutshell. Just God is kind of easy in my life. I'm a
grandfather, great grandfather, in some instances, those, you know, the kids, you know, they wouldn't, you wouldn't be able to tell with us, you know, when we get together. Anything else that you want to know, you just ask. I'll be able to share with you, because there's so much, and I could take over your whole show just running my mouth.
And you you actually might have to. I'm actually going to probably have you on this off season so we can go more in detail, you know, with you, because this is my first time, you know, having you on and everything like that. So, I mean, but that's what I do. You know, that's the reason why I created the show, is so that you can have those moments of anything that you wanted to share, anybody, you know, anything within your life. You never know how you can connect with people, how you can inspire people with just your stories, of whether it's hardship, triumphs, anything like that, you know? So,
well, I'll tell you this one. Yeah, this one kind of came out of a tragedy, if you will. You may have heard of the Camp Fire in California in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
The big fire that burned down the town. Well, I lived in the town that it burned. I had to get out. And prior to that, you know, it was, you know, work as usual, because I worked for a health insurance company. After that fire, just during the point in time when my wife and myself were trying to pull our lives together, you know, I ended up having a stroke. So having that stroke, you know, of course, and then having to bounce back from there, thank God it was a minor one, quote unquote, but was basically able to come back from that. And so when we finally got to our home, the home we live in now, that's when I was surfing through the channels and I found the SFL on television. I'm like, okay, this is good, because I'm, you know, really have been kind of turned off by sports at all nowadays, you know, the real life sports, just because it doesn't remind me of the old school. You know, I'm old school, you know, with basketball, come on, you got to have somebody that can drive the lane. No zone defense in pro basketball. I didn't ever like that. Come on, give me Chamberlain and Alcindor or Mourning and Ewing. Give me those guys, you know, Rodman, you know, hey, play ball. I don't need a 7'2" center shooting three-pointers. I need to find out what he can do inside the paint, you know. And with football, oh, my goodness. Come on, let's be able to tackle the quarterback. Let's do some head slaps like Deacon Jones used to do. Ring some bells and make things happen.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, in regards to you guys, you know, winning the championship, definitely made some things happen. And I just wanted to know, before I got back into the line of questioning, how do you feel about being a champion now? How important is that to you?
Oh, it's very important, because it lets me know that, and it's always more on the horizon. You know, I don't have to strive to reach that title anymore, because at this point in time, it's just, okay, the next one, next one, next one. And I'm certain with the locker room and the coaching staff that we have, we're going to have several more. You guys are really going to get tired of the night wings, you know.
Yeah, you know, Adam told us the good news. And Jeremy, you know, that he's going to be taking over as head coach, and Kramer is going to be part owner now. So I thought that was absolutely amazing, man. Some great news.
Oh, yeah. It's good. And it's good to see which direction they take us in. I know that Adam probably has some ideas on mm-hmm. what he wants to do, or he wants to take us. And I'm certain that they'll fit in good. You know, but as a champion, it is good. It feels good to hoist that trophy up and say, I'm a champion.
Yeah.
This year.
And with the talent that Jeremy had and the coaching wits and the grand scheme of things, I think I've always stated Jeremy, I felt like he was a cheat code himself. I don't know, Jeremy, if you ever heard me say that.
No, but I appreciate the compliment. It's it's been a lot of hard work to get us to be as good as we are, and certainly not all on me. I can't take credit for it. It's the players and Mm-hmm. It's just everybody coming together to make the team great.
Yeah, that you did. That you did. So
I do want to ask a quick question, if I can.
Absolutely. Hey,
Ari, what was your reaction to seeing Kramer put that field goal through?
Oh, man. I think those that probably were on the chat at the time, I think it was probably just two of us there. It was great. But, you know, it's like I knew that's all we needed. We just needed him to get within range, and that would be it. Because we've been there before, you know, in situations like that where we've eked out last second wins. But it was, man, it was phenomenal.
Yes, you have been in those positions, Ari.
Yeah, that Arizona game comes to mind.
Mm-hmm. Of course it does.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun to hang out with my mom on Mother's Day, and you can't replace that. A part of me definitely wishes that the championship game had been any other day, so that we had all, because there would have been no doubt in my mind so many more of us in the voice channel just getting to hang out and getting to celebrate with each other, and that would have made it a little bit sweeter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can imagine. But, you know, mothers got a chance to see their sons be happy and experience something that they may not have gotten a chance to experience in real life, you know. And I thought it was a great thing to even be a part of, you know, and just to kind of watch everybody celebrate. And, you know, it's always good. And I get this moment right here where I get to kind of celebrate with you guys and the successes that you had all season, you know, even though one of them was off us, you know, it's still good to be able to just say, look, you guys did your thing out there. You've been doing it all season and nobody can ever take that from you. And Jeremy, I remember when you guys, like season 11, season 10, season 11, things just wasn't as up to par as they should have been, you know, and somehow you managed to get the right supporting cast around you, and you guys have been doing it, you know, and with the addition of RE and Adam and everybody that you just had added to the team over the past few seasons made it to where you are now. So pretty dope. It's pretty dope.
It was good. I took the time to actually go back and look at a couple of the games. Now, the last time that we played the Storm, you know, when they were Alaska, in that particular championship game, which is something that the Nightwings should have won, I was looking like, okay, man, what's going on here? But it shows that both of these teams have, you know, they're high caliber teams. Mm-hmm. I mean, because both scores were like, I think the first game was just 3 points. And this game was 1 point in that walk-off field goal, which it's either going to break your heart or it's going to make you jump for joy, which I saw one of our coaches do, jump for joy.
Absolutely.
That was good. But, you know, the thing about this, and you mentioned mothers watching, because I know that if my mother's watching, she's like, wait, what are you doing? This isn't real. You know, I get that love from my wife. But I'm like, hey, it's real to me. Okay. I'm at that stage of life where my mind says I can, but my body said, don't you try it. And that's, you know, that's a real thing. So, you know, I can live vicariously through a animated player, which has a lot of character and you know, style.
Absolutely, because I've said this often. As much as I love football, I actually is not gonna get ready to go out here and play quarterback for the Bears, for the Falcons, for anybody else. I'm not getting ready to go get hit like that. No, you know, I get mad enough when I see my player get sacked. You know, I can only imagine what that feels like in real life.
It's not fun.
And y'all can have it. But so, Adam, what is one lesson that you learned throughout? I'm getting ready to kind of, you know, end things, because I know y'all probably got things to do, because I can talk to you all night. But what is one thing that you will change, or that you even notice that you probably would have to change, even with your own player or within the team, to just make things a little bit better than you were this year?
You know, with my player, it's now to a point where, you know, it's animation time for my player. So I added animation before, right before the playoffs. But unfortunately didn't get to see that animation too often in the playoffs. Cause I just wasn't, you know, making tackles, which is fine. You know, so probably just kind of continuing to add on and, you know, maybe try out a couple different things that we haven't seen out of linebackers, just to try something different going forward, to maybe, you know, make a change and help. And then from a team standpoint, I think we'll, you know, with some of the veterans that are rumored to be retiring, without saying anything or breaking any news, we're just going to have to change our style on offense a little bit. Because we're not going to have necessarily the same type of players back there. So, you know, might get to see RE with a few more touches next season in the running game, you know, just to help out some of the younger players that'll be coming in. So, you know, kind of going forward, that's, you know, kind of what I foresee happening. So,
what about you, RE?
Well, shoot, that game against San Diego, I thought I was really going to get, I'm like, okay, wow, you know, Chip McChesney went out with an injury, and then I carried the ball more. I was like, okay, hey, just let me break one. I'm certain if I could break one, I could take it the distance. But that never came about because, hey, that was just a minor injury, and McChesney came back in and did his thing. But as far as changes are concerned, it's all those things are going to be based upon what the coach and the rest of the front office have to say. You know, I'm willing to do and be whatever they want me to be, you know, during the course of my contract. You know, they are ultimately the deciders in these things.
Gotcha. And Jeremy, what about you?
I think for the team to get better, I got to get out of here. I think this team is, I think they're fantastic. I'm not needed as much as people may think. I think our roster is stacked with just talent, and I think there's just so many players that haven't hit their peaks yet. You know, players that come to mind: RE Mills. He's going in his third season. He's about to hit his peak. Rosca Santagria, he's going in his third season. He's about to hit his peak. Jeremy Mosley, he's going to hit his peak. Gene Benazzi. I think that our roster is just stacked with talent. And I think our team is going to be absolutely fine. We're going to be absolutely as competitive as we are every year. I'm just excited. And, you know, with me stepping away, I think it gives me the opportunity to improve the team off the field in new ways, which in my opinion, I guess as the owner, you know, I think on the field we're going to be just as fantastic as we always are, and it'll be nice to start taking care of stuff off the field, and I think in that sense we're going to be better.
Gotcha. Fun fact people may not know is, after I had talked to Tulsa, and after they had told me that they wanted me to be their quarterback, guess who comes to ask me to be his defensive end? Jeremy Vega. So I could have been on your team.
Yeah. I think you made you may not have the ring, but I think you made the right choice, because you've been a pillar in this league, and what better position than the quarterback?
Yeah, and I appreciate that, man. I just thought it was funny. You know, I had put that up there, and next thing I know, after I said, okay, yeah, I can go ahead and do that for you, man, then here you come. I'm like, dang it, Jeremy.
Well, you know, Ashley, with like a minute and a half in that quarterfinal game, Riley's about to take the field for the kickoff, and I grabbed him by the face mask, and I'm like, Ashley Jackson turned down this team. let that motivate you, and I let him run on the field, and then he busted a kick return. It was insane.
Took it to the house.
Yeah.
He sure did. Man, that pissed me off so bad. I don't but yeah, so that was some good times, man. And I just want to, I was wondering if anybody had anything else before I closed out with you guys and just say that this has been a wonderful season for all of you. You showed teams, you know, and I felt like when we played one of the hardest schedule, you know, for us to be able to contend with you guys and go down, you know, to make you kind of scared a little bit. I looked at that and I was like, okay, we're getting better. We're getting over that hump. But you guys are one of the top tier teams. I've always told you that. So congratulations. But does anybody else want to have anything to add before I close?
Well, I just kind of want to touch on that. I mean, the West Division this season had, we had three playoff teams, all made it to the quarterfinals, one of two divisions to have three playoff teams. I think the South was the other one, but both their teams lost in the wild card round. So, you know, I hate hearing that you didn't play anybody. That always seems to come up when a team starts off well. And, you know, I don't think there is no such thing as an easy game in the SFL. You know, so and all these teams are tough. I thought any team that was in the quarterfinals, you know, had a legit shot to win the whole thing. So I think that's where, you know, this season just was, you know, just has that little extra, you know, feel to it, because I think the league is just so good and so tough at this point. To win it is a lot more difficult now than it was back in season 13.
Yeah, I concur with that. It seems that there's a lot more parity there. But the Night Wings, from the time that I came into the league, now, when I did come into the league, after I found it, you know, I started banging on doors. I mean, actually, the first door I banged on was the London Knights. And I never got a response back from them. And then it was the St. Louis Gladiators. And it's primarily because, you know, I pretty much identify with the themes of those. You know, hey, they're knights. They're people in armor. They like to, you know, bang and, you know, swing swords and hit people with sticks. And, okay, so that's where I wanted to be. And ultimately, it was the Baltimore Vultures, T-Roy and his crew, that answered the call, you know, and they gave me an opportunity to come in as a non-contract player. I came in as that fullback and actually helped them get to a, I believe it was a quarterfinal spot. They ended up losing to Sioux City, I believe. So it was one of, and with whom we could have beaten. And it was kind of bittersweet to have to play them the next year. We played them, you know, I got on to the Denver team as the 100th player drafted. And it was kind of bittersweet because, you know, I kind of liked their crew, but hey, Denver was my squad. We ended up losing them. I was kind of, like I said, I was kind of hoping to get them this year because they were close, but just to, you know, rub it in their face. But it didn't happen that way. It happened the way it did. It's good. But there is so much parity out there. All the teams are good. And yeah, Denver is a perennial powerhouse. You know, let's face it. And I think that is one of the reasons why we don't get the love we should get. You know, we're all pretty much the underdogs when we're the favorites. So It'll be that way next year. But that's all right. We'll be rooting for you.
Yeah, but you got a ring though. So.
Well, yeah. And I think we're going to repeat, right, fellas?
Absolutely.
Yep.
Well, I'm going to tell you one thing. If you're playing us, then no, you're not.
Ooh, there you go. Yeah.
I just want to close with is I definitely want to thank every player on the Night Wings. They're always my motivation to do the best that I can, to make the Night Wings the best place that I can. And I just cherish every season I get with every player, because not everybody's around for ever. And I want to thank everybody, and it's just, I'll forever remember this team and this season. And do want to apologize, Ashley, for technical difficulties on my end. And I hope that people enjoy this podcast. I'm sure they will. It's yours. But yeah, love the Nightwings. They're the best ever, and I can't wait to see what our future has in store.
Yeah. No, man, you're good, man. All you gotta do is send me that picture and I'll put it right there. Where that black spot is right there, your face is gonna be right there. So
that's right.
But special shout out goes out to Josh Miller, Giacomo Jones, Bryce Battle, Riley Quintero, Jared McChesney, Jeremy Mosley, Kramer Jackman, Josh Vasquez, Matt Papineau, Nick Kindler, of course, Rasa Santagria, Maurice Lloyd, Echo Love, Martin Marshall, Michael Rochester, and Dez Troyer. Of course, Adam, R.E., and Jeremy. Thank you all so much for giving us a wonderful season. And anybody that's, you know, coming into the league, when they look at these, when they look at the trials and tribulations of Denver, they're going to realize, you know, that you can shine through the adversity that you guys go through. So big shout out to the whole team. Wish I could have had all of y'all on, but hey, I'm happy with everybody that came through tonight. It was a pleasure doing this for you. You guys deserve it. And you do deserve more accolades than you get the hate, but what can you do when you're on top? That's what happens, right?
That's right. That's right. Thank you very much for having me.
You're very welcome. And of course, R.E., yes, I'm going to have to do a whole season, just a special episode with you so we can get to know you about that, because these guys have already been on the show quite a few times.
All right. We'll go ahead. We'll try to break some records then.
All right. Sounds good.
Give you a show that's going to be high in the ratings. That's what we're doing.
I'm watching.
Yeah, I'm for sure watching.
All right. That sounds good, Levy. But before I let y'all go, I have to give y'all the last word. So that can be a shout out, that can be a poem, or that can just be or a song. So maybe one of y'all go ahead and give me a song, or maybe a nice poem, because you know all of y'all have done the shout outs already. So let's go, Adam.
Yeah, so I'm just gonna do shout outs. Jared McChesney for MVP, Kramer and Jeremy Vega for the Hall of Fame. And if and when McChesney decides to retire, Jared McChesney, and same with Josh Miller, whenever he decides to retire, both of them should be in the Hall of Fame as well. You know, those are four guys that when I first came into the league were the first to kind of welcome me to Denver and really made it feel like a family and made me feel like I fit in right away. So it's going to be a little bit bittersweet when those two, if and when they decide to leave, not having them in the locker room, and then you know, not having Kramer out on the field, and then Jeremy just kind of being my boss, you know, it's just going to be a little bit of a different and you know, like Jeremy said, just a new chapter in Nightwing history.
All right, beautifully stated. Ari.
Oh, okay, let me see what I can pull out my hat here. What you got there, hat? All right, this is just short. When you hear a cry in the night, it's a Nightwing in flight. Go Nightwings.
Oh, love it.
I love it.
Love it.
So you get the
stats. I'm gonna quote somebody who I think is a great representation of a Nightwing, and what it's like to be a Nightwing and represent the franchise. They actually came up with our team slogan. I think it's one of my favorite things ever. It was actually Ari Mills. He said, "Fly high for greatness, fly higher for success," and it's one of my favorite things. I've seen that anybody has contributed to this franchise.
Oh, well, thank you for holding on to that. Didn't make it to the round file, but I'm glad to hear that.
All right, gentlemen. Thank you so much for your time. All of you are welcome to come back whenever you want to. This offseason, you got something you want to talk about. Even the changes that may come down the pipeline, feel free to come back. We'll discuss it, you know, and it'll be a great show either way. All right, y'all?
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.
And again, congratulations, y'all.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, what's up, Ashley? This is Roscoe Santagria, and I'm very, very excited to be with you on this podcast, especially with my Denver Nightwing comrades. And to be honest, I've never really won a competition this big when it comes to esports or anything athletic. And this really just felt like a dream come true. I'm still, like, surprised I even got this far. For this off season, I'm highly focusing on professional development, you know. And I know that I've won a championship now, and that's fun. And now I'm trying to convert that success to something that's more sustainable off the field, whether that's through networking, through me doing the stats that I do, or, you know, any other new skill like analytics, you know. Anything that I can put myself into so that I can be at the best professional forward, that's what I'm going to do. I want to thank everyone in this league, from the staff to the players to my teammates. And I really can't wait for the next season. And for these other seasons, I want to really help Denver grow. I want to help Denver become the Hall of Fame league that I was talking about. Y'all have a good day now.